Intelligent investing for a smarter tomorrow. This is Retire with the Aldens podcast, powered by Kingwood Investment Group. Gary Alden and his son Christopher know that creating a comprehensive financial plan can align your hard-earned life savings with your retirement goals. Now, Retire with the Aldens.
Now, you're probably familiar with Ben Shapiro. He's a popular conservative talk show host, and recently, he went off on the idea of retiring at the age of 65.
It's insane that we haven't raised the retirement age in the United States. It's totally crazy. No one in the United States should be retiring at 65 years old. Frankly, I think retirement itself is a stupid idea unless you have some sort of health problem. Everybody that I know who is elderly, who has retired, is dead within 5 years. When Franklin Delano Roosevelt established 65 as the retirement age, the average life expectancy in the United States was 63 years old. Today, the average life expectancy in the United States is close to 80. It's totally insane that you believe that you should be able to work from the time that you are essentially 20 to the time that you are 65, which is a 45-year period, pay in, and then you will receive Social Security benefits sufficient to support you and your family for like another 20 years. That's crazy talk. That is not fiscally sustainable.
Okay, so a couple things here. The earliest Social Security age is 62, not 65, and we know your Social Security check was never meant to be your sole source of income. So what do you think, Gary? Should the retirement age be raised, or is retirement in general an outdated idea?
Well, Ali, I agree with Ben Shapiro in that the minimum requirement age for Social Security should be raised to at least 65, go back to where it started back in the 1930s, but maybe even higher. And that would be one way of helping Social Security fix itself and last. And I do somewhat agree with him in that maybe retirement for many people is an outdated idea. Let's take me, for example. I have no plans to retire. I enjoy helping other people's plan for retirement. That's my passion in life. And I would love to keep helping people until, shoot, I'm 106, Christopher.
God help me.
Okay.
Well, we want to recommend that everyone go listen to Ben's podcast on the subject because he got in a lot of hot water for that. You know, it caused a lot of controversy. But he makes some very good arguments why we might even want to get rid of Social Security. I know that sounds crazy. But first, you have to remember that Social Security is a form of socialism. The government is taking money out of your pocket every 2 weeks because they think you're too stupid to put money away from retirement. And they're a little bit right, but they're doing that all for you, for your own good, right? But Big Brother is taking money away from you. And maybe if you live long enough, they'll give you some back, and maybe they'll give it all back to you, maybe not.
Yeah, personally, I would like to see Social Security replaced with some kind of forced savings out of your paycheck. Mm-hmm. Because there really are a lot of dumb people out there who don't understand the power of compounding or the need to save for retirement. They just want to go party every Saturday night. But I would get government out of the picture, and people would have, say, an option of saving 5-6% out of their paycheck, and it would go into, say, their favorite mutual fund or bond fund. So it's going in there every 2 weeks, and they control the money, not the government. But that's probably not going to happen anytime soon. But we do need to do something because in 2034, maybe a little bit sooner, Social Security is going to be out of money. And everybody who is on Social Security is going to take about a 24-25% pay cut. You talk about riots in the streets, but we need to start thinking about doing something about it today. And unfortunately, our yahoos in Congress on both sides of the aisle keep kicking the can down the road and not doing anything about it. So don't count on all your Social Security being there. Your Social Security is going to be there in some form, but you're probably going to see a pay cut, and maybe you want to build that into your retirement plan. So why don't you give us a call? Let us put Social Security in your plan, your other investments in your plan, or maybe you already have a plan, but maybe you just want to get a second opinion. Give us a call at 281-626-7905, 281-626-7905, and get on our schedule as soon as you can.
Thanks for listening to Retire with the Aldens, powered by Kingwood Investment Group. To schedule your complimentary financial plan, call 281-626-7905 or visit thekig.com.
Kingwood Investment Group is located at 1801 Kingwood Drive, Kingwood, Texas, 77339. Phone number 281-359-7900. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Next Financial Group, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. Kingwood Investment Group is independent of Next Financial Group, Inc. This material is not intended as an offer or solicitation for the purchase or sale of any security or other financial instrument. Past performance does not guarantee future performance. All the views expressed are those of Gary Alden, Christopher Alden, and Kingwood Investment Group, and not those of Next Financial Group, Inc. Next Financial Group does not provide tax advice. The S&P 500 is a market cap weighted index composed of the common stocks of the 500 leading companies in leading industries of the U.S. economy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a price weighted index of 30 actively traded blue chip stocks. Annuities are long-term financial products designed for retirement purposes. Withdrawals taken prior to 59 are generally subject to a 10% federal income tax penalty. Withdrawals in excess of permitted free amounts are subject to a declining withdrawal charge schedule. All guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Please refer to the policy for actual governing contractual provisions.